Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, April the 23rd, 2015. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the effects of the xenophobic attacks in South Africa on Zimbabwean families, especially women. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day.
And we are also streaming live. You can find us on the web on www.voazimbabwe.com. Loba ku www.voaindebele.com. Loba njalo ku www.voashona.com.
Mama ni kwa kaita ni kama mama kwa nguo hii sisi tume close to 90% of our citizens being unemployed, especially our wakati wa mama university, wakati wa mama vocational colleges, wakati wa mama tertiary institutions man. Awa na mama basta hivi, amuna mama basta mimi. Isi watu watoto mmo atiski shanda tena sisi wa right roads beta kwa nsa kubuda tena sisi kwa sana wana mama basta. Saka mazima ya kujoka kwa kungo joka kujikari sana mimi. Ende soko ni chaje sipo mazila, ende soko mazima ya mazima anga sinda kwa ufasika. Wangu wachino shanda yako. Vasiririkira muri vakasara kuno baba nevana kuendesa kuchikoro muri saka zvinoreva zvinoreva kuti mwana achatanga kurega kuenda kuchikoro kamba vachatanga kuita nzara ivo kana vachiuya zvakare havana basa ravanokuwana muno nekuti magara mutori ne vakawanda vakutsvaga mabasa asi vasina kumawana hamuna mabasa saka tine pangwe nedai hurumende yakaisa nyaya dzekuwanisa kwoupfumi munyika muno vagadzira mabasa nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana mabasa munyika muno ende chiri kuitika ndechekuti vanhu vanotozobuda kwete nekuti vari kuda kubuda asi nokuti havana mamwe mawaniro avangaite kuti vorarama sei kunyanya-nyanya isu vanhu vechikadzi vazhinji vari kubuda vachinoshanda kunana South Africa nenyaya yekuti muno macho anenge andiye atarisana nemhuri saka izvozvo zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe nehurumende yedu kwete nehurumende yesouth africa isusu chatingangopomera muhurumende yesouth africa kutarisa mumwe munhu ane ropa rakangofanana nechizvaro chemusouth africa achipondwa iyo iyoyo hurumende yakati payakapinda muna 2013 ichagadzira mabasa anokwana 5 million mu5 years vari kutonga saka tida kumaona mabasa iwayo hurumende chaiyo yatinoda kuripe 50% yeworkforce yayo kureva kuti vanhu ivo vari kuuya vari kuuya kuzongopinda munhambo saka isusu izvozvo ndozvimwe zvatiri kupopota kuti dai hurumende yatarisa hurumende mutungamiriri wamugabe ngaitarise nyaya izvozvo I think 400 is such a ridiculous number against the estimated 3 million Zimbabweans living in South Africa. It just goes to show that most Zimbabweans would rather face xenophobic attacks, would rather just get murdered in cold blood in South Africa than to come back here and suffer an abject poverty. In reference to the 200 women who have agreed to be repatriated, I think for them there is no future in Zimbabwe. The future is bleak because if you look at it, 90% of our own population living within our borders right now is unemployed and the government is told to create jobs and to create employment for these people. And then also on top of that, the government has made a police pronouncement that they are going to cut civil service workforce by 50%. And as they witness the closure of private companies and industries. So for me, really, a lot of people have lost their jobs and the unemployment rate continues to rocket. So for them, really, they're just coming back home. Maybe to just with their family and to look at their children as they starve to death. It's one and the same thing. And for me, most of these women have sacrificed even family life, had sacrificed a lot of things to just go beyond the border so that they can work and try and feed the family back home. So really there is no prospect of a bright future for them. They are just coming back because they cannot also just stay there and wait to be murdered. But I'm sure even them, they know that there is no future for them in Zimbabwe. And for us, if the 3 million were to agree today to be repatriated, they're going to cause serious chaos because they're just going to come and put pressure on the little resources that are there because the government has failed to create employment.
Sesifuna ukuthi le ndaba yobandlululo phakathi kwabantu abamnyama kubantu abamnyama mayiphele ngoku. And asifuni uphinde sixoxe ngayo yenzekile ewe siyayifumanisa into ba yenzakalise kakhulu abantu abaningi abanye baphulukene nemiphefumulo yabo kodwa ngoku sesifuna ukwenza ireunion sibe nezinto eziza kusenza sisakhane sifundisane nobuni bethu sibuyisele ubuntu ngoba lento silwa ngayo ayikho ayikho kuba sibamnyama sonke sibalapha eAfrika Afrika yeyethu sonke vele ukuthi thina abantu abangekhoyo lento sisininzi kodwa ke abanye xa beyenza kufumeleze into bathina siphakame sinqande abantu abasuka eMzimbabwe abantu abasuka kulize elingeyiyo iSouth Africa abasuka like eMala Uganda eMozambique and nenama Nigeria sithi bangabaphambukeli thina singabantu abamnyama abalapha eSouth Africa singamani ngoba nathi siphambukele khona apha sisuke lilizwe eli esifike kukho amakhoisent khona nawo acinezelekile ngoku siphinda sicinezela kwa.
Welcome again. Today we are speaking or discussing the xenophobic attacks in South Africa on Zimbabwean families, especially women. What are your views on the issue?
DJ? Zimbabweans today and other nationalities from Africa and beyond actually joined their South African counterparts in a peaceful demonstration against xenophobia held in Johannesburg today, Marvelous.
And Zimbabweans and other foreigners in South Africa who sought refuge and shelter from xenophobic attacks by South Africans have started also going back to their homes. This follows a reduction in the wave of attacks targeting foreigners, including Zimbabweans. That official says have left 7 people dead, although unofficial sources say the figure could be higher.
Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, Mr. Isaac Moyo, told Studio 7 earlier on that he witnessed 2 camps in one of the hardest hit suburbs of Alexandria near Johannesburg being dismantled.
Yes, PJ, and more than 800 Zimbabweans have fled South Africa in buses that were provided by the government and well-wishers, with most of them reportedly, PJ, being women and children. And on arriving at the border, which is good at least, they are being cancelled before being taken to their destinations. And a dozen more Zimbabweans are reported to have fled on their own.
And right activists are actually warning that those that are returning to Zimbabwe, especially the women, may face economic challenges that may also force them to return as the country is failing to create employment for those that are already in the country. So over 3 million Zimbabweans are said to be in South Africa right now. And rights activists say this may be a clear indicator that the situation at home is not yet stable for only less than 1,000 people to agree to be repatriated voluntarily.
And PJ, some young Zimbabwean women in South Africa have actually taken it amongst themselves to take a hands-on approach on dealing with, you know, the victims of the xenophobic attacks. And we caught up with a lady in South Africa who says that they'll be having a food bank at one of the refugee camps so they will feed some of the Zimbabwean victims.
Yeah, it's Mega Best Studios, Baba.
Ahoy, Africa!
My name is Sibonile Zanele Chimanikire. I'm a 29-year-old lady living in Johannesburg, but I'm affectionately known as Bonnie on all social media platforms. In lieu of these xenophobic attacks that have been happening, a friend of mine, we were just having a discussion. And we were talking about people's statuses. Twitter was going ablaze. Instagram was going ablaze, the news and everything. But then we just thought of something and we're like, but how does that actually help the people on the ground? The people that are sleeping outside. We're going into winter. It's cold. There's a bit of rain. How does our tweets and our hashtags and our retweets and everything that we're saying, people can't eat posts. People can't be clothed with hashtags. So what can we do? So we just said, you know what? I was like, I'm broke, but I'm just going to get like 200 rand and go to spa. We wanted to get a real, real feel of what it was like, because the media is not covering it as it should. I'm sure it's to protect the South African image or the country, I don't know. So she decided to actually drive by there and went to the police station. And when she came out of there, she was literally in tears. She called me in tears and she said, it is so, so bad. So that's when we kind of sealed the deal, and I went, bought stuff, and I cooked. So it's just a bucket. But as I did that, I just started messaging people. I put up a status appealing for blankets and what and what and what and what. And she did the same. And the response was overwhelming. It was overwhelming because we had people from Australia calling, we had people from the UK inboxing on Facebook and wanting to help. So we didn't really have a logical plan of how to do it. We're not an NGO, we're two individuals. So some people asked for my bank details. Some people came and dropped off clothes at my house. And we agreed to meet some other people at the church. So Saturday morning, we had cooked, met up with other people. We had raw items. We met up again and cooked. And we hit the road and went to the Primrose refugee camp. And I was not prepared for what I saw. What I saw there just almost brought me to tears. There were women, there were children, there were men. It's cold. It was during the day, but we are getting into winter. It's really, really cold. And we were talking to one of the women, and they were saying that they hadn't eaten from the previous night. Like, there were so many Zimbabweans. There were a couple of Mozambicans, I'm sure about 50 or so, but the majority of people were Zimbabweans.
Lono ke ube ngunkosazana Soni Chimanikire kumbe uBoni bamazimo ukuthi uBoni untombazana lo ngosakhulayo usacathula kwezomculo njalo khanya ngani sesazakala mbijana lapha ke ube khuluma ngokuthi bona njengamaZimbabweans bona abatholayo kancane abangahlaselwanga lohlelo lolo udlakela lolo luqondiswe kwabokuza olwezenophobia kwele South Africa babuthanisa ukudla ukunceda labo abasebelahlekelwe imizi yabo asebebalekele imizi yabo. Kukanti ke namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asiyihluzeni bomama siqhubeka siphatha udaba lona lolu olwezenophobia ukuthi omama bona kubaphatha kangakanani. Siyawazi ukuthi ezimulini vele imuli yonke ingawela ludubo. Udubo lwangkhona lonke luya emahlombe kamama. Yikho ke ikwesifuna ukuthi sikucubungule. Njalo sikhangele lokuthi zindlela bani, uluncedo bani olungaba khona lokuthi omama batholakale belithola lolo ncedo kanye labantwana. Kulabanye okuthiwa sebebuyele eZimbabwe. Kodwa ke omunye layo ukhulumileyo kuhlelo lwethu uthi ukhulume wathi bona labo abasebebuyele ekhaya ngokwesikhatshana kuphela ngoba lasekhaya lukhona udubo lokuthi akula misebenzi. Umnotho welizwe awuhambi kakahle. So bazagcina bebuyela futhi edubeni lona lelo lunye. Lolu ke ludubo olubhekane lohulumende weSouth Africa, lohulumende weZimbabwe, lohulumende wemazweni abantu bokuza abahlezi eSouth Africa abavela eMozambique, eUganda, eMalawi, eZambia zonke lezo ndawo ezinye ezikhatshana kanye laseNigeria. So yizo indaba esikhuluma ngazo lamhlanje ukuthi sicebisane sibone ukuthi kungatholakala ncedo bani. Kuhlelo sesihle saba lenhlanhla enkulu ukuba lo nkosikazi Meji Manyangadze yenake ubephatheke emthandazweni wayizolo owenziwe eZimbabwe wokukhulekela udlakela lona lolu olwezenophobia. Nkosikazi Manyangadze siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hello.
Hello.
Yebo, linjani mama?
Ngiyaphila njani
bani? Hayi siphilile.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wena. Yeah.
Mm. Ngicela ubambe kancane singakaqhubeki ngodaba lwethu. Ngike nginike uthuba uMavelas ukuthi laye athi fahla-fahla ngamancane ngesishona. Ngikhona ngizaphindela
kuye. Ngibulungile.
Yebo.
Aiwa, tinotenda PJ. Chokwadi, nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai. Tiri kutarisa matambudziko ari kutarisana nemhuri. Panguva apo, zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa zviri kutarisana nedambudziko rexenophobia. Imomo muSouth Africa. Pane vamwe vari kuti ivo vava kudzokera kumusha, asi vazhinji vanorwira kodzero dzemadzimai vanoti ivo vanogona kunotarisana ne zvakaomarara kuZimbabwe sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Saka handichanyanya kutaura zvakawanda nekuti tine vanyarikani vakawanda nhasi PJ vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa nekuti sekuziya kwako nyaya iyoyi yezenophobia iri kubata vanhu vakawanda nyanya madzimai. Nekuti madzimai vanenge ndivo vati aiwa regai tidzokere kumusha kuitira kuti tinochengeta mhuri tiriko, vana baba vamwe vachisara muSouth Africa vamwe variko ikoko kuZimbabwe. Chitorako munyarikani wedu wekutanga PJ.
Nkosikazi Manyangadzi, uyizwile udaba lolu olusegudwini kodwa kuyenza thanda ukuthi uqale ngakho ikuthi usichazisele ukuthi linake lithethe inyathelo lokubuthana izolo laba lomthandazo kube libe lifuqwe yini ukuze lifinyelele kulelo nyathelo.
Besifuqwe ludlakela lolesilubonileyo kuma TV abantu bechiswa bevulawa njengezinyamazana okuyinto ethusayo ngoba leBhayibheli liyatsho ukuthi umuntu wabunjwa ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu kodwa ngendlela ebesibona abantu bevulawa ngayo wonke umuntu ungabe ungelamntwana oseSouth Africa kodwa ulesihlobo kumbe kulomngani omaziyo oseSouth Africa. So ukubona abantu besenziwa lokho akade besenziwa kusizwise ubuhlungu. Sabona ukuthi kungcono sibuthane sikhala ndawonye nalaba abantu abalahlekelwe izihlobo zabo.
Marvelous ngizwa kuthiwa sokukhona unkosikazi Zimbudzana.
Aiwa, tinofara mai Zimbudzana, vhiki rino ndimi muri kupisa pano pachirongwa. Aiwa, muri kunzwa tiri kutaura nenyaya iyoyi yezenophobia. Tiri kuona kuti kuZimbabwe nezuro kwakawanikwa iko kuchiitwa munamato wokuedza kuti mhirizhonga iyi ipere, asi mombotipawo zvamuri kuona ikoko kuSouth Africa kwamuri.
Mhirizhonga haisati yanyatsopera. Asi iye zvinezvi minista wemauto akatumidzira mauto munzvimbo dzaakanga achiti tiri kunyanya kupisa maningi nekuti vari kuivo naminista wemapurisa vakabvumirana kuti mapurisa akanga akundika kubata basa iri. Saka kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita sana Alexandra uko mauto akakwanisa kupinda mumahosteri naiyoyo yakubva vanhu vakanga vachii nyanya zvikurukuru vavamwe. Saka vanhu ivava vamwe vacho vari kunge vari kusungwa. Izvozvo zvinoyamura chaizvo. Ispeti ndo zvakatanga tatoti vangadai vakaita kubvira pekutanga nekuti dambudziko iri mapurisa akataridza kuti iwo ane zviiri zvinenge zviri kuitika kwaari. Chimwe chinhu chekuti havana chido chekuti vari pedze koita kune rumwe rutivi vaiti kwavasvika kwacho vaisvika vari gumi asi vanhu vari kuita mhirizhonga zviuchiuru. Saka mapurisa aizokurirwa. Saka kupinda kwaita masoja kunoyamura chaizvo kuti dambudziko risemwana.
Tombo kubatsai tinenge taita muteereri wedu wokutanga sisi Clara vari muSouth Africa. Hello Clara.
Hello.
Welcome to the Women's Roundtable.
Thank you.
Clara, tell us about yourself. Where are you in South Africa?
I'm in the inner city.
And today we saw that there was a peaceful march. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we went to the march. It was successful. Some of the South Africans were also very supportive.
And as a young woman yourself, what exactly were you marching against?
We were marching against xenophobia.
And what would you say were some of the issues that were also brought up as you were marching? We understand that there were Zimbabweans and other nationalities.
like in the inner city, I wouldn't want to say there was xenophobia. It was less than other locations like Alexandra. Yep. I wouldn't comment on Alexandra because I was not there. I just saw the television.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you so much, Clara. And please keep supporting the Women's Roundtable. We like to have women calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And PJ, I think unasi sithandiwe on the line.
Yes, lomlaleli lapha uthandiwe. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hello, sisi, ninjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, kunjani wena?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile kakhulu.
Yeah. Wena uyisizalwane seSouth Africa kumbe eseZimbabwe?
Mina ngiyisizalwane eSouth Africa and Zimbabwe. Ngizalelwe eSouth Africa ngakhulela eZimbabwe.
Yeah. Si ngizwe ukuthiwa ubukhona ekufoleni lokho ekutshengiseleni against xenophobia. Wena ke ungene ekufoleni lokhu ngani kukufuqe ukuthi ungene ekufoleni?
Mina ukuze ngibe into engifuqileyo ukuthi nami ngiye kumarching leyo e-xenophobia kungendlela engibone abantu bebulawa ngayo, abantwana bethiswa ngamathaya emoto.
Mhm.
Namhla sihambe bekuhlangene abantu bakwamanye amazwe wonke nje kahle kahle, ngoba ngibone abo-China, Zimbabwe, ama-South Africans. It's not like onke ama-South Africa afuna ukuthi kube nodlame. Akhona ama-South Africa angalifuniyo udlame.
Yeah.
But abanye bayalifuna.
Mm-hmm.
Abawafuni nje ama-foreigners kubo. Especially AmaZulu. AmaZulu, they are very lazy. I don't want to lie, they are lazy. They act as if the government is owing them something. They don't want to work for themselves. They don't want to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I get one, kula labo abahlasele abantu bebachaya bebachisa ngabantu abathi balokhophe yini kumbe balenhlupho ababhekane lazo ezivangelwa ngabokuza.
Oh, okunye mina I think it's okunye let me be honest, I think okunye it's less of ukuthi bazothi ama-foreigners they are taking their job.
Yeah.
If lo msebenzi ubungowakho, why ungawusebenzi wena kulo msebenzi?
Yeah.
And if bengabafuni ama foreigners in our country, why they give them notice to tell them that they must go? Maybe just give them maybe over days to pick their stuff and go.
Yeah.
Rather than taking their belongings, it's grossly, which means only it's poverty, hunger. They are power hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I'm about to take a cool.
No, I'm not taking it, but it's true. It means so. That was never. Who damaged me? Only damaged me.
Go to one and I can't just so long. I know
now. Why is it cutting cross side?
Yeah.
It was me just about to even have a coach. Bathathi moto zabantu beyichisa bezisa kuma-trapyard. They are power hungry, uneducated, lack of education. That will never change.
Hayi, siyabonga.
The government must also intervene.
Yeah. Uba bathatha amanyathelo.
Yeah, i-government nayo kufanele ukuthi kube khona sinye into iphathi eyidlalayo kulokho.
Yeah.
But then to be honest, China and South Africa, we just feel like the government is owing us something, which is not true. We've got five brains to think. We've got Uganda to seven.
Yeah. Hayi, kulungile. Ah, siyabonga kakhulu. Ah, siyabonga kakhulu. Ah, sisithandi.
Okay, okay, sisa.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, it sounded like you shared very interesting comments to make there on the situation on the ground. What was she saying?
She was actually mixing within the Zulu and English. Basically, she was just saying she is partly South African and she's partly Zimbabwean.
Mm-hmm.
But She's saying some people are just lazy, and those that are attacking other people or other nationals are lazy people.
Thank you, PJ. I think we also have Greta Shula, who used to be an intern here, and she happens to be in Johannesburg right now. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Greta.
No, thank you, Marilyn.
If you can just give us a roundup, I think, you know, on what you saw and comparing it to what happens here in America when people are having peaceful protests.
Well, it was... there was a lot more excitement, I think. There's so much energy today at the People's March Against Xenophobia. Mm-hmm. And went through the city from Hillbrow to Newtown, and the streets were lined with people. People were coming to the windows of buildings, mm-hmm. cheering. I mean, it came about under very sad circumstances, but there was this enthusiasm and kind of joyful energy getting behind the celebration of having foreigners in the country. Mm-hmm. It was a almost a festive feel. People were dancing and singing, and the people who weren't marching but watching were supportive as well.
Okay, Greta, thank you very much for your contribution there. PJ, I think tombotora mai zimbudzana tisati tatora mai manyanga idzi timbonzwa mai zimbudzana manzwa zviri kutaura vechidiki ava vanga vari muJohannesburg ngomanga muri kuitwa kufora vachiti vari kuda runyararo imi pane zvamanzwawo here
ongu izvozvo message yekuti vanhu vanoda runyararo I message iri kutaurwa nevanhu vazhinji maforeign acho nemasouth africans in fact tikatarisa vanhu vari xenophobic pese havasi vakawanda havasi vaya vatinoti pachirungu majority iminority inozongoita kuti zvinyanya kuipa ndechekuti ivo vacho vari minority kana voita ushandiwo kana kuti kurova nekuponda vamwe vanobva vaita zvakanyanyisa kuipisisa zvekuti munhu wese anopedzera apendwa nebrashi rimwe chete rekunzi haadi maforeina inini ndava nemakore mashanu ndiri munyika inoyi ndaenda kumichato vanhu vemuno vanoita inonzi matraditional wedding aya ndemichato ndatokokwaya topfuura mina izvozvi ende pese pandinoenda kumichato ikoko inenge iri yemasouth africans ndinosvika ndichinzi ndiri muenzi abva kuzimbabwe ndinobatwa zvakanaka zvekuti ndinotobva ikoko ndichinge mumwe wavo saka izvozvo zvinoratidza kuti unhuya hwuku wevanhu ibundu iri muvanhu
maizimbudzana sori ndombokubatai halo ndombokubatai muromo mbijana tinenge tina amai Chibaya vari parunhare vari imomo muSouth Africa tombonzwa kwavari tozodzokazve mai Chibaya makadi henyu aiwa tiri nani imi muri kupi
ndiri kupita Maritzburg KZN
ehe saka muri kubatawo sei zviri kuitika izve xenophobia tiri kuona vamwe vari kuti vari kudzokera kumusha imi muri kufunga kuita sei
iko zvino vakanga vati zvamboti mirei zvishoma kuno kwatiri kwacho tiri kudhuze nekudhebhe ndokwangu kune hondo yacho yakanyanyisa unofunga futi kuti ukadzokera kumusha kwacho unonosvikobatana nei nekoma kwakaita zvinhu sakungoti bheta ndingoshingirira ndirimo
apa munoita basa rei
aindoita zvekutengesa zvangu
asi pane vamambonzwa here vanzi vadzokera kumusha pane vamunomboshanda navo
so far kunoko hakuna asi kune vamwe vekudhebheni vandakaona vakadzokera kumusha nepropati yavo yese inini kuno kwandiri hapana atadzokera asi kungoti vanhu vaingotiza vachirara musango tichingotyisidziro nzi nhasi tiri kuva tichikugogodzerai tombotiza iwe tomboenda musango kunohwanda
ya batai makadaro batai makadaro maichibaya rambai muri parunhare tichadzoka kwamuri our guest, Mrs. Zimbudzana, and also Mrs. Manyanga Idze, please stay on the line. And we also have our listener, Ms. Mai Chibaya, as we migrate to the internet, where you can reach us. We'll be streaming live on www.voazimbabwe.com. So please stream with us. Thank you. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye.
kulo mlaleli wethu uNeli osanda kungena kathesi lawe bamba khonapho. Can you just hold on, Neli, as we migrate to the internet? Siyali valelisa linake abase redweni.